Joined on the line by former Leeds United chairman Ken Bates. KB, how are you?
Very well, thank you.
Good stuff. Let's start off by looking a bit of sport. Leeds United back in action this weekend against Brighton. Draw against QPR last time out. What did you make of that result?
Well, QPR, an understated club team. They started sort of low this season. They crept up. Seems to have been very difficult to play. So, disappointing lose to dropping 2 points at home. On the other, they are worthy opponents. Fulham, well, you know, got a 90th minute equaliser. So we've got 2 points there. So we've only had 2 points out of six, which is disappointing. Nevertheless, we are still third. Nevertheless, we're still third in the playoffs. And I believe that Gary Monk, slowly but surely, built a strong team. And I think that by the players, give their worth, we are still, well, let's face it, we're in the playoffs. Somebody's got to push us out. And why should they? If the boys play well. So it's going to be very interesting in the playoffs as we stand. Got Leeds, Huddersfield and Sheffield Wednesday. So the playoff is almost like a Yorkshire derby, Yorkshire tournament on the Queen's. No, keep going. Get behind the boys. Come on, Gary. Get them worked up. I know the captain is now in the dressing room, but get them wound up. We can get there. We can get where I want to get them when I join the club on the 21st of January 2005. Let's get on with it. Let's win the points and the games which we deserve.
And then looking otherwise at sport, last night Leicester City, as I think Wes Morgan used the phrase, achieved the impossible again with victory over Sevilla in the Champions League. What have you made of Leicester City's story so far?
They dreamed the impossible dream, didn't they?
Yeah, they did, yeah.
Nobody thought we were going to win the Premiership last year, and they did. And they got to the quarterfinals. They got it last night. I was very surprised that they sacked Ranieri. And I was very surprised that they didn't do well this season. And, you know, Leicester is the kind of club we all want to do well. Because the outsiders, the other, and we're going to zoom. You know, a bit like Lincoln, a bit like Sutton. You know what I mean? Somewhere went wrong, we don't know. And then in danger of relegation. All of a sudden they sacked Claudio, which, having 3 days earlier, said, we are 100% behind you. So, meanwhile, good luck. 1-3-1. Out the relegation zone. Now in the last eight of the Champions League. And good luck to him. It's like Walter Mitty, whatever you can think of. But that's the secret and the romance of football, isn't it? The unexpected, the surprise, the great. And that's what makes soccer such a lovely game sport thing. So I'm delighted for Leicester. A long may it continue. And good luck to Lincoln, who, well, they lost the end of their dream last in the FA Cup. Look, as they're well on course to get back to the Football League. And that's great. And Sutton, well, good luck to Sutton. May they do well. If you're the fatty guy that ate the pie.
And then...
Darling! The sound. Sorry, mate, carry on.
That's okay. And then moving away from sport, in news this week, one of the big stories has been Trump's tax return. What have you made of the...
Of no interest to Yorkshire people. what is interesting is Brexit and Mrs Sturgeon, Scottish National Party. Let's talk about that.
So what?
Brexit. We're making Brexit. But what, all these three people, we demand to know this, we demand to know that, we demand to know the other. When you're having negotiations, it's like playing poker. You don't show your hand. What these idiots, civil service MPs don't realise. So when you're sitting in Parliament, oh yeah, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, we're going to do the other. The other side are listening to this, making their plans accordingly. So the government, quite right, is saying nothing. And these people making fuss, trying to draw political points, the opposition, blah, 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 they know that. If they don't, they should do. Unless they're total bloody ignorant, they shouldn't be in Parliament of the Lords anyway. They're quite right, you keep your cards close to your chest. You go, and then you do your deal. I mean, hard Brexit, soft Brexit, no Brexit. They don't know what they're talking about. Just lovely phrases that are so easy to drop on and about, around and about. We must look after United Kingdom interests. Self first, self last. As Yorkshire people say, self first, self last, and the other self again. That is our, that should be our attitude in negotiation. Think of the threats and bullying we've heard the last 9 months. We're going to smash you. We're going to destroy you. We'll punish you for this idiot bloody Juncker. Then with that stupid American president coming and saying, you'll be the back of the queue. Who asked him to come in? Must have been David Cameron. Then with the IMF. Yeah. ECB. Yeah. Bank of England. Yeah. Every other kind of bloody self-appointed autonomous experts. By the way, you know the definition of expert? X is an unknown quantity, and spurt is a drip under pressure. I was told that by BOAC Captain Antigua 50 years ago. It applies today. Expert. Who said they're an expert? Expert on what? What's their background? What have they done? What's their living? What are their accomplishments? Ah, give me a bloody favour. Self-appointed idiots. So, here we are. Oh, and by the way, you hear today? Unemployment's gone down again. Another 38,000. Oh dear. Do you remember Mr. Osborne telling us? 500,000 unemployed. 15 billion emergency bloody budget. Oh, Mama, go. Yeah. Mr. Osborne's off collecting 758,000 a year for doing bugger all. Meanwhile, unemployment is down. Wages are up. More people are investing in the GB every month. More international companies are coming in. This and that. Interesting, isn't it? And then, of course, we've got Sturgeon. Now, one thing I learned in life very early on, never make a threat. But if somebody tells you F off, calls you bluff, you know where to go. What you should do is issue warnings or raise questions, bada bada bada, which Sturgeon hasn't done. So, let's look at a few facts. I watched her yesterday on TV, or was it the day before, I don't remember now, poncing and prancing about, lovely phrases. And somebody said, was it a lovely phrase? All potato, no meat. So let's assume that Scots get independence. An awful lot of the UK people are saying, well, bugger off. Let's start. What's going to be the currency? Sturgeon said, oh, we will stay with the pound. No, you won't. Why should we? you can bugger off. So what they call their kind of the groat, the haggis, or the bagpipe, boom, boom. Now, you know, where are you going to manage your finances? I mean, don't forget, in the recession, big recession collapse, RBS, Royal Bank of Scotland, and the Bank of Scotland, the two banks that collapsed most heavily. And last year, the Royal Bank of Scotland lost £7 billion. They were bailed out by the Bank of England. Now, when independent, when Scots get independence, they can take RBS with them. How are they going to fund it? We're not. They don't want us, so don't give us your begging bowls. Independent means independence. Get on with it. Ooh. Another few. Hang on. Where they get the army, the navy, the air force? Not the United Kingdom. Are they going to base their defence on bagpipe Billy? Don't think Mrs. Surgeon's checked things out. Now, the fact of the matter is, I can remember when I was a kid, Scottish education was superior to the English. I gather now, listening, but their education and their health services are poor and in serious problems, worse than the UK. Oh, and where do you get the money from?
We've got our oil.
Oh? Well, we shoot shouting your mouth off a few years ago. Oil is $110 a barrel. That's 50-55. And oil production is slowing down. But hang on, one minute. Where is so-called Scottish oil? Actually, in the Orkneys and the Shetlands. And the last time the referendum came place, the islanders were shouting, we don't want to be part of Scotland, we want to be part of Norway. So Mrs. Sturgeon, a lady of integrity, of course, if she wants a referendum for Scotland, I presume she'll be giving an independent referendum for Orkney and Scotland, for the Shetlands and the Orkneys. Which means Scotland will have no oil at all. And Oslo, the capital of Norway, is nearer than Edinburgh, the capital of Scotland. Food for thought. So no UK subsidy. As I said to my 11-year-old son, he said he wanted to be independent. Great, get on with it. Where's your pocket money coming from? Oh, he said, not any better at all. I said, just learned it. So the Scots have now got independence. Where's their money coming from? The English aren't going to subsidise them. If you're independent, you stand on your own. You stand for your own decisions. So Mrs. Sturgeon better stop prancing about, looking at the facts. Life. No UK subsidy. All half the price. Educating health crap. RBS, Scotland's biggest bank, lost £7 billion last year. Bank's not doing much better. They're not going to keep the pound hanging on to it. They can bugger off. So they have the groat who will back it. Some of the bad news today is the EC have said, no, they can't come into us. We've got enough problems that we have already without that lot. And the other problem is a number of the EU countries don't want Scotland to break away because having problems with them, for example, in Scotland, in Spain. Yeah, the Catalonia problem, Barcelona, they want to leave Spain. Spain's fighting for some time. And then you have the Basques. Spain, finally sometime. And then moving across Europe, you have a number of other countries where minorities might have their own. So those countries, I'm going to support Scotland because they create a precedent for their own problems. So I think Mrs. Sturgeon is out of her league. So why don't you shut up and let Maggie... I have to tell you, I call Mrs. May now Maggie May. Maggie Thatcher, Theresa May, Maggie May. Why don't we just let our... The country voted for it, leave. Now, why doesn't our government get on and carry out the will of the people? Why didn't somebody, all these terrorist ISIS, if they want to come to England, why don't they go start in the House of Lords? 800, none elected, none appointed people, £300 a day, tax-free, to ponce about, average attendance 2, 3, 4%. Somebody said, it's the best organised elderly day care centre in the country. 800 of them. 650 UK Parliament, 450. Do you know, they've run America on half of that. The only country in the world that owns more than us is China. You've got 1.7 billion people. We've got 55 million. I think somebody needs to sort it out. If you think about it, if you've got rid of all these parasites, hangers-on, blah, 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 might be able to reduce income tax, narrow insurance tax, and VAT even. Let's get on with it. Oh, and by the way, message the BBC. Can you try and be independent? Don't be so obviously biased. I know you're full of left-wingers anyway, but just try and, you know, you represent the country, not your personal interests. And then maybe the ordinary persons of this country get a balanced report, not a one-sided one. Next time you watch a BBC panel or this other, just watch the number of left wingers there are and the right wingers there are. Just watch Golden Dimbleby being so-called independent. His father must be turning his grave. Good night. Go well. Come on, Leeds. Come on, the Whites.
Well, KB, thank you very much for joining us on Radio Yorkshire. We'll speak to you same time next week.